Help him there. Your right hand and just worship him. I sense that mighty climate right here. Climate of power. Climate of his presence. Climate where breakthroughs happen. Where deliverances take place. Where chains are broken. These are heavenly sounds. Liparada yaya. They attract the presence of the heavenly. Leperete kida lite frita sada. Leparata sata. Something is broken. Mm-hmm. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Possessing your possession. This subtitle is Accessing Supernatural Success and Distinction. Supernatural success and distinction, which is one of the inheritances we mentioned on the Tuesday night. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. 6:15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, we read it also on Tuesday night. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 2, he said, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen on thee. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. The topmost top is the place of covenant people. The place of our inheritance is in the top of the hills, exalted above the mountains. The people of God are the Mercedes-Benz of their career. You know, they say there are two cars, Mercedes and others. That's what they used to say in those days. I don't know whether Toyota is agreeing to that. God has no place of mediocrity for his people. He has no average level for his people. He has no middle realm for his people. God has not called us to manage mediocrity. In many ways, God has a desire of showing the world how to do the things they do from the church. Is it not of interest to you that 8 out of 10 of the top universities in the world were Christian founded? Some founded originally as Bible schools. Some founded to train clergymen. I'm talking of Oxford. About the oldest, Cambridge. Talking about Harvard. Yale. Is it not of interest to you that if the church should withdraw health care from the world today, the system will collapse? That over 30% of health care provision around the world is traceable to Catholic Church alone. Now, if you add Baptist hospitals, and then you add Anglican hospitals, Methodist hospitals, and add Presbyterian hospitals and all these things, maybe the healthcare provision of the church for the world may be close to half of everything. If you remove the church from our world, civilization disappears. That is, every contribution church has made, if you remove it from the world, civilization disappears. We have a lot of religions that are only noise making, disaster operations. Is it not of interest to you to know that 99% of inventions in the world, including the microphone I am holding, came out of the church? Out of those who believe in Jesus Christ, 1% is, you divide it for the rest of the religions of the world. Is it of interest to know that the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is the demarcation of history? He's the center of date. He's the center of calendar. Everything that happened before him is dated BC, before Christ. Everything that happened after his birth is AD, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. So remove him from the center, everything scatters. Please, I want us to understand, because like I have been saying in this conference, I believe that the calendar of the earth is rounding off, and the heavens must hold him until the time of the restoration of all things. Let's take it from Abraham. You just look through history, and everyone that God called in their day were at the peak of their field. The first person that we hear of animal husbandry with modern day ranching technique was Abraham. Next person is Isaac with irrigation farming. He taught the world how you can farm in Hamatan. Isaac sowed in the land. There was famine, dry season. But Isaac sowed in that land by spiritual technology. He must have been shown what to do. And while people were looking for what to eat, he was looking for what to sow. You move from there to Jacob. Jacob combined animal husbandry with genetic engineering. He was able to change the color of animals at will. A spiritual technology that is beyond physical. You move from there, and when you reach Joseph, Joseph was the star boy in the realm of public service. He was a star boy in the realm of strategic management. How to manage the economy of a nation for 40 years. He was the star in the realm of food science and technology. How to preserve potato, tomato for 14 years without refrigerator. Is it not exciting to you? They don't have the refrigeration we have today. They don't have all the facilities we have for food storage, the silos and all that. And yet he showed Egypt how to preserve food. And he preserved it for 14 solid years. None of the people I have mentioned now was at the back in their career. All of them were at the forefront of their career. When you move from there and you move to Job, you are talking about mechanized farming. This guy had tractors. The equivalent of modern day tractors. That was Job. He improved on all of them. In the book of Job chapter 1 from verse 1 all the way to verse 3, said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was 7,000 sheep. Animal husbandry again. 3,000 camels. 500 yokes of oxen. Yoke of oxen. That is what they invented tractor from. Where you have two donkeys or 2 cows, 1, 2. And then in between them is a plow that they use to plow the ground. 500 tractors. Any farm today that has 500 tractors can feed almost a state or a nation. That was Job. And then he was in that realm fully loaded. At the front, on top. Then you talk about David, you are talking about music. At the very top. Can you give us a talented musician, a talented instrumentalist, and they check the whole of Israel, both unbelievers and believers, both secular and non-secular? He was number one. Nobody was ahead of him. Am I communicating at all? I believe that something is about to be revolutionized shortly. I believe that a time is going to come shortly when the world will look for anything they look for. The best of it is inside the church. The best guitarist inside the church. The best saxophonist inside the church. The best drummer inside the church. The best vocalist inside the church. And we leave nothing for the devil. And then the guy was in front in military strategy. And was in front then in invention. And then move it forward, and by the time you reach Solomon, the matter just multiplied. That one was a businessman. Apart from being king, Solomon was into commodities. He was into buying and selling actively and multiplied millions. Billions of dollars. Look at this. In 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 14 to 15. We read it yesterday. 1 Kings 10, 14 to 15. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603 talents of gold. Beside that he had of the merchantmen and the traffic of spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and of the governors of the country. Can you give me in the Living Bible version of verse 14 and 15? Of 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. The Living Bible of the New Living. Each year Solomon received gold worth a quarter of $1 billion. Besides sales taxes and profits he made from trade with the kings of Arabia and other surrounding territories. Shift down to verse 28 of this same Living Bible version. Verse 28. Solomon's horses were brought to him from Egypt and southern Turkey, where his agents purchased them at wholesale prices. I have not finished, though. Solomon refused to sit down as a mumu. His agents purchased them at wholesale prices this way, an Egyptian chariot delivered to Jerusalem cost $400. And the horses were valued at $150 each. Many of these were then resold to the Hittite and Syrian kings. You don't know what I'm saying? The man was too much. He knew money technology. He knew money. He had money sense. The wisdom God gave him, he defeated all the kings. There was nobody wealthier than him in his time. Yet he was sitting on the throne as a king. He didn't stand from the seat to go and sell. If he stood up, how much money would he have made? He didn't stand from the seat to go and trade. He was doing palace matters. Agents were working. And see, why do we want to use the wisdom of God only to talk mouth? This man asked for wisdom. God gave him the wisdom. He used the wisdom to defeat everybody in his realm. He used the wisdom to defeat everybody in his realm. He used the wisdom to defeat everybody in his realm. I prophesy to a businessman, a businesswoman. I prophesy to someone in enterprise and industry. Your wisdom is about to multiply the resources. It's about to multiply the wealth. It's about to multiply your supplies. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. You can go on and on. That was Solomon. Then you step to Daniel. Daniel was there on top in the academics. Daniel was there on top in public service. Daniel was there on top in people management. That was Daniel. Rich man. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. Disciple is not excuse for hardship. Discipleship does not mean hardship. Disciples can be rich, very rich. That was Joseph Arimathea. Foremost, principal man, top of the range. People who set the pace and who determine the things. You go through history, you see others like John D. Rockefeller, who conquered the world of business. Do you know that Rockefeller Company was multiplied when they say he was monopolizing everything? They divided his company into plenty. Chevron, Mobil. He has gone since, but they are still existing. And his people still have the stakes in those companies. The first dollar billionaire, Titer, top of the field. Then you talk of William Wilberforce in politics. At the age of 27, he was a disciple of John Wesley. And he stood in the British Parliament to move for the abolition of slave trade. Born again Christian. Firebrand. On top, you can't mention British politics or history without William Wilberforce. Anybody under John Wesley was a firebrand. Then you talk about Isaac Newton. Newton's laws of motion. Newton's laws of universal gravitation. He was a physicist, an astronomer, theologian. One of the most influential scientists of all time. He wrote equally about the Bible and about physics. Anything that moves today was founded by him. He's the father of mechanics. He's the father of motion. Calculus, differential calculus. integration, permutation. That was Newton. Quality, solid Christian who discovered gravity and gravitation. Top of the ring. Is noted as the father of science. At least the realm of physics and the realm of... He created the realm of further mathematics. That is Isaac Newton. Military realm, you mention a man by the name General Douglas MacArthur. 5-star general who compelled Japan to bow in the Second World War. And administered the occupation of Japan for about 5 years. He's one out of 5 U.S. generals that became full-fledged generals and the only field marshal of the Philippine Army. This guy, when he brought Japan to his knees, Japan people began to worship him as if he was a god because they saw the ruggedness of his power. And he began to send for missionaries from America. Please, I have Japan in my hands. Send me missionaries and I'll give you a Christian Japan. They made excuses here and there. People were not sent as they should have been sent. Japan returned back to Buddhism. He's the one who said, old soldiers don't die. They only fade away. I'm talking about people who in various realms, took their place for God in their realms. James Young Simpson, obstetrician, British obstetrician, the founder of modern day anesthetic properties of chloroform. In those days, if they want to do surgery, no anesthesia. People have to hold the person. Oh, yes. Somebody hold the hand, another person hold the other hand, that person hold the leg, hold everywhere, and the person is screaming. Surgery is going on. And you can imagine mortality rate, death rate. Some would die on operation table of pain. Some would die of all manner of things. Until that guy, a Christian quality man, introduced anesthesia. That people can be put to sleep and not feel the pain of surgery. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You see, if people have passed through this world, let us not just sleep and wake up eating a eba and amala only. People have passed through this world. We can go on and on and on. Wilma Rudolph, young Christian Baptist girl, crippled from polio and lobar pneumonia, won the first woman in history to win 3 medals in an Olympic in 1960 in Rome Olympics in Italy. The first Christian. She believed that she could walk even though she was crippled. But she walked. She didn't only walk, she ran. She didn't only run, she ran more than everybody. Born crippled. On and on and on. And I'm mentioning deliberately people in various realms. Various realms. I announce tonight, in your realm, you shall stand out for God. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. In your realm, you shall stand out for God. In your realm, you shall stand out for God. Let me give you 5 reasons why it is important to succeed and stand out. Why it is necessary to be distinguished. Number 1, God made man in his image and likeness. And God dwells in the realm of excellence. He made man in his image, in his likeness. And God dwells in the realm of excellence and distinction. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God made man in his, and God blessed him. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. And God made man in his image. And God, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Isaiah chapter 28 and in verse 29. Isaiah 28 and in verse 29 he said, this also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. That's how God is, excellent in working. If you look at creation, you will see the excellence of Jehovah. Just look at yourself. You will see the excellence of the Creator. Your thumbprint, no other person in the whole world has it. Identical twins, no matter how identical, the print is different. The marks of the zebra, no two zebra has the same pattern. The spots of a leopard, no two of them have the same one. That is the God we serve. He positioned the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemisphere, the Milky Way galaxies in such precision that mathematicians can calculate the angle with which you can shoot a rocket and it will land on the moon without missing. They are relying on the precision of the creation. It's not, there is no error. That is, you calculate it, fire it at such an angle. There is nothing like it missed. It will land. Precision. That is the Creator who created you in such excellence. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That heart that you carry, the heart you have, also has a little brain. Yes. It is called the sinoatrial node. S-A-N. That sinoatrial node determines the beating of the heart is from the heart. It is called intrinsic rhythmicity. It is wired to beat without support. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Whether you are asleep or you are awake, it is on. For 70-something years, 80-something years, 90-something years, 100-and-something years, non-stop, lob-dop, 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 lob-dop. Every single second. Ah, yeah. Can you give a clap for this God? A shout. Anything you can do for him. Anything you can do for him. Anything. A clap, a shout of victory. Anything you can. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Take your seat. That is the God who created you to excel. So when you begin to excel, don't let anybody tell you are overdoing it. Tell them you are just starting. But I have a craving for excellent people. I just have a passion for them. Because it just provokes me. It just shows you what is possible. God made man in his image and likeness. And God dwells in the realm of excellence and distinction, which is the realm you must dwell. Secondly, it is part of the Christian's duty. to be excellent and distinguished for his maker is part of our duty. It's a command. Let your light shine. It's not an advice. It's not something that you are not being begged. Arise, shine. It's part of our duty. The same way it is your duty not to tell lies or to take bribe or live immorally or whatever. In the same manner, it is part of your duty to be outstanding. Failing exams over and over is a reproach to your Creator. I'm coming to that shortly. It's part of your duty. Whose wife is this? It's the wife of John Michael. And the woman is wearing tattered cloth. Is that a glory to John Michael? I'm sorry if your name is John Michael. I don't have you in mind. It's part of it. I like you to understand that you are duty bound as your Christian assignment to stand out for God and to be above your contemporaries. You are duty bound. Thirdly, excellence and distinction bring honor to the Creator in the eyes of the world. It is part of your worship duty to stand out. Excellence and distinction bring honor to the Creator in the eyes of the world. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. See your good works and bring glory. Let me tell you, when we say praise God, there are various types of praise. This is a deviation now, but it's a good deviation. We say, live in praise, and there are many, many benefits of praise. Let me tell you, there is a praise that is thanksgiving. There is another praise that is testimony. When you stand to tell people what God did for you, it is not just a church activity, it's a praise. There is a praise that is singing. There is a praise that is dancing. There is another praise that is sacrifice, giving. You are appreciating with your giving. Abraham said, me and the lad will go yonder and worship and come. When he was going to sacrifice Isaac. There is a praise. There is a worship. That is your lifestyle. That is, you are living such a life that is making people honor God. And then there is another praise that is excellence. A royal priesthood. A chosen generation. That you should show forth the praises. Be distinct so you can bring praise to the one who made you. Let people not insult your maker by your mediocrity. You didn't do it well. That is not church people now. Only church they know. Church, church, church. So it is part of your worship. You bring him honor. Was that number three? Number four. Excellence and distinction make it justifiable for God to facilitate the elevation of his people. It makes it justifiable for God to facilitate the elevation of his people. You just make it easy for God to place you where you are to be. When they were looking for the best instrumentalist, they didn't need to bribe anybody before David got the place in the palace. When they were looking for who could interpret dreams, they didn't need to talk on the behalf of anybody before Joseph found his place in Pharaoh's court. You make it easy for your maker to effortlessly place you where you belong if you do it better than your contemporaries. Someone say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. A brother in the Lord, some organization went to look for him to ask him to do something for them. But he said, show us what you have done first. He said, by the time he took them round what he has done, after they saw it, they said, we don't need to see the rest. We are okay with what we have seen. From what they saw, they haven't seen someone do the kind of things he did. They gave him job. I think he said that job was 20-something billion. There are things that will just make you to scream, right? That's a little money. That's very little money. I'm sure very soon such little amounts will be coming your way. The people say we don't need to see anymore. We are satisfied with what we saw already. They took the job from a notable organization and gave it to him. If you make it easy for God to place you, you make it easy for your maker to showcase you to your world. Finally, excellence and distinction are evangelistic in impact. They are evangelistic in impact. There is a message you will preach that you did not preach with your mouth. You preached it with your results. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3 or 4. He said, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come. You didn't need to beg them to come to church. They shall come to your light. Gentiles are unbelievers. They shall come to your light. And kings, influential people, to the brightness of your rising. Who is God talking to here? You say, can we go to church? Say, I have my church too. Can we go to church? I have my religion. But here you are, right at the top. You have the wisdom. You have the wealth. You have the everything. You see, this coming Sunday, I have a Thanksgiving service. My wife just gave birth to twins, and I want you to follow me. You say, sir, can I invite other people? Sir, is it okay if I invite other people? Would there be a chance? It's too sweet. It makes life easy. You went with your village with helicopter, distributing handbill from the air. And the pig is it money? Is it money? What is this? And they pick the handbill. He said there is a program at St. Joseph Primary School field. And then in the evening, everybody gather. Both old and young. You see, I came to let you know Jesus loves you. He said, thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Who wants to give his life to Christ? Me. Lift up your hand. Can I live too? God knows why he wants us to do certain things. He said, I don't want you to struggle begging people to know me. Let what I will do in your life advertise me to them. Let what I will do with your life, do in your life, do through your life, advertise me to them. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. God is speaking to you, say amen. God is speaking to you, say louder, amen. Met a young man about 15 years ago, related. And he's going to school. He passed through to collect, to ask me for money to assist him to go to school. After I gave him money, I said, this money I gave you is temporal. But the best I can do for you is your soul. Would you like to give your life to Christ? Yes, sir. No preaching. He went on his knees. Handed himself over to Jesus from that day till tomorrow. He has not looked back. Today he has his own millions. And he has his own things he's doing. Firmly rooted in God, no looking back. No struggle at all. God wants you to preach with words. You know what St. Augustine of the Catholic Church said? He said, preach the gospel always. And when necessary, use words. Hello? Preach the gospel always, and what happened? When necessary, use words. So your life is a preaching. Your testimony is a preaching. Your result is a preaching. The house you are living inside is a preaching. The promotion, the elevation in your place of office is a preaching. When it is necessary, join word with the other preaching already going on. Something is changing. How many of you are going to excel? In every realm you find yourself, how many of us are going to be distinguished? Let us quickly look at the way of distinction. And then the message will draw the curtain tonight. How do I achieve my heritage of excellence, of distinction? Already. Of course, being born again is a capital requirement. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. It's a capital requirement. You are not genuinely born again. That we have not been talking to you. You can go to the devil to give you his own excellence that end people in hell. And I'll come to that point at the end. But how do you? Number one is brutal decision. Brutal decision. It is a decision that says, whether the devil likes it or not, I won't die obscure. It's a decision that says, everything God wants me to be or do or see, I will see. If the top is my place, then the top I shall be. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Paul the apostle speaking said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I cannot myself, brethren, to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things. This is a decision of quality. I press towards the mark. There is a mark there and I must reach there. Here it is. Two things. No destination without a decision. And if you don't have a choice, you don't have a chance in life. You do not succeed in life without your participation. And you cannot fail without your permission. That is heavy. You cannot succeed in life without your participation. And you don't fail in life without your own permission. It's a decision. In my realm, in my field, the top is my place. According to scripture, the top I shall be. The top I shall be found. Brutal decision. Number two, aggressive pursuit. You don't just decide and sit down. You pursue. Paul the apostle said, I press towards the mark. The road you follow determines the place you end. I press toward the mark. And understand that possession is always a product of pursuit. Nothing pursued, nothing possessed. Aggressive pursuit. Nothing pursued, nothing possessed. Possession is always a function of pursuit. Number three, diligent labor. Where work will confirm that you worked. Diligent labor. Seest thou a man diligent in his assignment? Diligent in his business. He cannot stand before queer men. Diligence is the way of eminence. And diligence is the way of prominence. Proverbs 22:29. We can read it from different translations. Yes, we have read this. Do you see any truly competent workers? They will serve kings rather than working for ordinary people. Do you know a hardworking man? He shall be successful and stand before kings. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. Show me someone who does a good job. And I will show you someone who is better than most and worthy of the company of kings. Stop there. Don't ever be a pastor, an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor you are not working and you don't know what to work at. Don't be like that. In our little place here, work is permanent. Work is permanent. Work is permanent. Diligent labor. At times when I'm leaving the office around 2 a.m. or something like that, I tell the young men, the driver and others, I say, it is you people I'm pitying. Let's go now because you have young wife and young children. I don't want any wife to pray against me. that wicked man has collected my husband and he doesn't want him to come home and they will be laughing. You know, but the time will come when I'm sure all of us will be living around here. So, Jesus said, I must do the walk the walk of him that called me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. Look at Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting. And in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The night is far spent. Diligent. Someone was talking with a billionaire and he said, He said he wakes up around 2 a.m. every day. 2 a.m. you wake up. So when did you sleep? Every day to plan the day and work for the day. And the guy has like business in like 125 countries around the world. In any realm where you see result, somebody's working. Wallace Johnson, the one I talked about the other day, who is the founder of the Holiday Inn, co-founder. Before his death, I think they had like 120,000 employees working and receiving salary. Somebody say, what is the secret of success? He said, well, he doesn't know any secret of success. But if anybody will agree to work nothing less than 12 hours a day, he can succeed. He said, and it doesn't matter which 12 hours, whether it's the first 12 hours or the second 12 hours. The minimum. He will not fail. He's just giving his advice. Diligent labor. Number four. Excellence drive. When you make up your mind to do nothing substandard, when you make up your mind to do nothing less than your full potentials, accepting nothing and having nothing but the very best in everything. Say, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. You have that drive. Intolerance of mediocrity. You are not the kind of person that says this is good enough. You make up your mind that good enough cannot be enough. If it is not the best, it's never good enough. And when you arrive at the best, if you are good now, become better. If you are better now, become best. If you are best, become bester. If you are bester, become bestest. And if you arrive at bestest, become bestester. And the journey continue. And bestester to bestestest. And from bestestest to bestestester. The meaning of that is the journey of excellence has no end. Yesterday's excellence is today's mediocrity. When we were children, there is a story building upstairs around the market in our town. That is like the star building of the town. How beautiful is that building? Today, nice and nice. Go to your village. That building that was the talk of the town when you were growing up, look at it again. Even vehicles we used to celebrate in those days. 504. 404. They are now outmoded, antiquated, outdated. Some of them are only meant for museums right now. Am I communicating at all? Oh yes, there are antique vehicles that look good. But there are those who don't want to kneel at all. You are wondering why we used to celebrate it. You remember 404? With his big nose. Long mouth. You know, I think they named dog after it, 404. That is to show you how beautiful it is. Everything that is visible, audible, and tangible is improvable. Anything you can see, you can hear, you can touch, can be better. Anything. Anything. That is the law of excellence. Whatever is visible, audible, tangible, is improvable. So you make up your mind. You make up your mind that the journey continues. Excellence drive. Now, Number five is continuous learning. We are talking about what it takes to be at the top. What it takes to go up. Continuous learning. Look at it practically. Pilots need to go back to training minimum of twice a year, every 6 months, to renew their flight skill to go up. They are not permitted to. It's not like, I don't know the last time I drove, but I'm driving now. And I'm driving okay, very okay. You can't do that with flight. Am I coming? Because you cannot take off without rigorous. The Bible said the path of the just is a shining light. Proverbs 4:18, that shining more and more and more. And light equals information. Someone said the largest room in the universe is a room for improvement. And the truth of the matter is, where you stop learning, there you stop leading. I was in choir in 1986. That is 34 years ago. There are things I have learned today, musically and otherwise, that I didn't learn at that time. There are things I'm learning about ministry and everything today. I have made up my mind never to stop learning. Whatever is relevant to my life and destiny, in that realm I have refused to stop learning. You can be an accountant and you are not a chartered accountant, but you can become chartered by learning. And you can remain shattered if you refuse. You know, in those days, in the 80s and 70s, somebody can have OND, banking finance, OND accounting, and he grows in the bank and becomes a manager. Then a child who was born when he got his OND has BSc accounting, MSc banking and finance, MBA, and then ACCA. And he comes, and after a year, they make him his senior. This boy that I can burn, they say I should be answerable to. It's not a matter of who you can burn. It's a matter of what you have learned. It's a matter of what you have learned. I heard the story of a young man. Went through school, I think he read English, I think it's one of the Nigerian universities, I won't mention the name. And then went through school, and then went back to the department, became like a graduate assistant lecturer, and then got his PhD, and then such while, he became a professor. And then became head of the same department on top of the teachers that refused to grow. This one is still MSc. Has not gotten a PhD yet. This one has done a PhD. Has not published many papers yet. And they became angry. So it's not my fault. When you park your car, do you force me to park my own? Everybody is driving on the road. That you stop does not mean I should stop. I don't know what stopped you. Everybody here, please, no matter how little, trust God to learn something every day. No matter how little. Don't abandon your life so you don't regret in the future. Number six is quality association. You want to go to the top, you fly with eagles. You hang with vultures, you limit your flight. You hang with chickens, no flight at all. Praise the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. He said, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. See, the quality of your company reflects on the quality of your destiny. It is not possible to have a future that is higher than the friends that are around you. Hear this. The quality of your relationships affect the quality of your results. Don't hang around people who are not going far. They will stop your journey. You know the people they call backbiters and gossips, backbiters. Human beings are their topic. And they continue to permanently talk against people at their back. Guess where their position is? At the back. When they come to recruit you to talk against people at their back, they have come to locate you at the back. And anybody who brings somebody's topic to you will take your topic to another person. Don't forget it. It has been said that whosoever can flatter can slander. Anybody who brought somebody's topic to you will one day, if not immediately, take your topic to another person. So don't be happy that he's praising you and telling you about what another person said about you and how he was. If the other person said so and so, what did you say when the person was talking? You totally kept quiet? Beware of your company. Pastors. There are so many pastors. The only thing they call success is I have a good car, a good house. And I am able to do this and that. That's all. Eternal things don't matter to them. The eternal value is not part of the content of their message. Be careful. There are many people whose journeys have been arrested by stepping into wrong associations and wrong relationships. I heard of a pastor who went somewhere and he was going to preach somewhere, and the person he was meant to go to preach for is a person of very bad character. In fact, that people almost think that person is almost like a herbalist. And he told the person, you know, that you don't have a good character in town. So if I have to identify with you, you have to pay me well. Be very, very careful. Be very careful. There are people who are, the devil wants to use them to snatch your candlelight. Sila. Jesus told the people in the book of Revelation, he said, repent quickly or I'll come and take your light. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. After this conference, if you can do relationship inventory. Whose voice do I listen to the most? Who are the people I consider closest to me? Now, what are they adding to my life? What has been their greatest impact in my life? If the impact is zero, give them distance. You are not their enemies, just that you are giving them chance. Because no relationship leaves you neutral. If it's not putting something into your life, in a short time you realize it's taking something out. Quality company, it makes you go far. What number are we? Number 6. Number 7 is mentoral influence. Mentoral influence. When they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, they took knowledge of them that they had been with the Master. Mentoral influence. I'd like you to look at this. I heard this from Papa Oyedepo for the first time. He said, you don't play your role at your best without a role model. If your role must be played well, you need someone to model your role. Someone to model that role. This is someone who is showing you the role you are meant to play. You don't play your role at your best without a model for that role. Wherever you are going, someone is there. Which road did he take? Find out. And look at this. Note this. The steps you follow determines the steps you take. And the steps you take will determine the strides you will make. The steps you follow determines the steps you will take. And the steps you take will determine the strides you will make. Those who follow the steps of giants can't take dwarf steps. Listen, nobody is too big to be coached. Michael Jackson, in his days as the king of pop, had a coach that coached him musically, vocally, permanently. Michael Jordan, the number one of baseball and what else? Basketball, continued to have a coach. As a topmost, they were still being coached. Many of us arrived too soon, so we are ended so small. Am I communicating at all? The Bible says, go to the ant and learn. Let us learn lessons even from the secular world. And anybody who is too big to learn has become too small to lead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mentoral influence will help you to reach where you are going very, very fast. And finally, spiritual buoyancy. Spiritual buoyancy. The fervency of your spirit determines the buoyancy of your destiny. Genesis, 2 Corinthians Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5 concerning Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. 2 Chronicles chapter 27 verse 6. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Don't reach any realm where your fasting and prayer reduces. Where your pursuit of God reduces. Where your evangelism reduces. Where your upright living reduces. To go far in life, you must go far with God. Did you hear what I said? If you want God to take you far, go far with him. And I see a successful journey. Somebody is blessed. Who is that person? Did you receive anything tonight? Somebody said, we preached everything on the first night. No. More have been coming. Did you receive one tonight? Are you finding yourself at the top? Then stand up to that top. Lift your hands and your voice and appreciate him for his word. Honor him, adore him, magnify him for tonight. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Worship him. Glorify him. Honor and adore him. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Leperete sika daga laya taparata kasakoko balabara barabara. Leperete sigo managalaya daga yada hashona maragaya la hashta. Le Freddy Gazana galaya yala la hoshata kalaya la la hashta. Leperete sina malagaya la hasano nushta. Leperete zinate ke prege di gala la lasta repe fezi garonase te freke te ke zigala lash repe vio turamane feri da gala tarana galala repe desi roma gadaya la hasada. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Supremacy, dominion, rule and sovereignty. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands and take this song. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory, oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the glory, all glory. And lift your voice and begin to speak to God. Appreciate him for what you have received. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to him. Honor him, adore him. Leparana gazana gayara hashada. Leperete sika lamana gayara la hashta. Leperete sika line marana gayara la hashta. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. With hands uplifted, because of time and because we have an early morning service, I want you to ask God, Lord, grace. Grace to do what is required to be at the top. I make demands for grace. Open your mouth and speak now. Ask for grace. Ask for grace. In Jesus' precious name. You have your expectation form. Lift it up. Tomorrow morning will be a total sacrifice. That is, we have very early morning service and we also have a night vigil. Give the Lord a praise. Again, like we said, please come well packaged, dressed well for the evening session. Live recording powerful, and God is going to be glorified with His glory spreading and impacting lives here. And tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Is that too early? Yeah, we haven't done that for a very long time because of a COVID bad boy. Do that tomorrow morning. Lift up your expectations. While that is happening, if you are here and you didn't come up for the first altar call and you still need to give your life to Christ, step forward here. Use 1 minute to tell God what is in that expectation and ask Him to answer you. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' name. I lift it up right now. While we do that, if you are here for the first time, you can also step forward from a FCT area. I prophesy upon every expectation in your hands. It is written, surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut short. Say, look at me. And he looking, expecting to receive something. And we heard, your expectation determines your experience. It determines your manifestation. You came with questions, you live with answers. I prophesy today, overnight, divine encounter will bring your answers. 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 Every curse from the pit of hell, spirit wife, spirit husband, serpentine devil, every curse of mediocrity, backwardness, I declare, it is broken. Right now, the grace to go to the very topmost top is released upon you. And I call it down. Above all, the grace to maintain spiritual fervency and to remain on fire for God, intense for God, is released upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, the Lord bless and keep you, cause His face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. And surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.